Blog Talk Radio.
If you love me, take me by the hand and show me.
Producers to work with us, and it just came out like that.
That is a hit. I'm up here moving my shoulders, shaking my butt, and I like that. Oh my gosh, it brings back old school. It brings back old school. Love you for that.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, we like the nice grooves that you can, you know, whether you're sitting there, you know, in your chair or you want to get up on the dance floor, you know, either way.
Yeah, yeah. So while we starting off, just tell audience out there about you and how you came into the music industry, how y'all come up with the name Climax, the group itself, how many girls is it? You know, just tell briefly about it. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Well, in case your audience didn't know, Climax is an all-female band, self-contained band. We all play instruments and sing. We actually started back in the 80s. We have some great hits, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, I Miss You, and the Menopause. And we're able to be part of the music scene and touring and all of that during that time period. We were blessed to have a record company that supported us and promoted us and able to tour with a lot of big names, a lot of great names. We continue today to continue the Climax legacy. We do some old school tours or whatever we're booked for, and just really so glad that the audience, listening audience, is still out there to support us. But, back in the day, the idea of having an all-female band was a new idea.
Yeah.
And not too many people were really resonating, as they say nowadays, with that idea. But everybody in the band had their story as to how they got in the band. We didn't know each other before we got in that rehearsal room, and everybody kind of has their life story, how we all wound up in that room together. But in practicing and trying to get the band tight, I happened to be working in a bank at the time, and I was telling my bank supervisor about this all-girl band I was in. And she said, hey, well, if you give me a demo tape, I'll give it to my uncle. He's a producer for Peebo Bryson and Minnie Riperton. Really big stars back in the day. And so his name was Johnny Pate, great producer. So we put together a demo tape and gave it to Johnny Pate, and he listened to it, and he was not impressed.
What?
But let me just say, for whoever's listening, trust me, when one door closes, another door opens. Right, because he happened to be having lunch with a vice president at Solar Records by the name of Margaret Nash, and he was saying, I got this demo tape with this girl's band, and they don't sound too good, but maybe you can do something with them. Well, she listened to the demo tape, and she lost her mind. She enjoyed every bit of it. So, one listener doesn't like it, the next one might. You never know. And she came to our rehearsal and brought the president of Solar Records with her in the next rehearsal, Dick Griffey, and they signed us up within months. So,
wow.
A few months later, we were in the studio recording our first album entitled Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's like a testimony right there.
Right?
Do you have a book coming out, or did you write a book yet?
It's a true life story. I mean, I don't want to call it a Cinderella story, but let me just say, as a kid, before I started playing guitar, and I actually started playing guitar when I was in grammar school, elementary school, I had a dream about playing in a band on stage. Now, for some reason, I always had a toy guitar given to me every other Christmas. So this is how this whole idea of having a guitar. I saw myself on stage playing guitar with a band. We were the music was going, the lights were going. I was getting ready to step up to the microphone and sing my first note. And I remember looking over to the right of me to look at the band, and there was something different about it. But I couldn't grasp what it was. It just felt something was different about it. And then I went on to sing, to the audience and all that. Well, fast forward from that dream, 15 years, I guess, and we were performing at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. The lights were going, the music was going, and all of a sudden I said, hey, this is the dream. This is what I felt.
Deja vu!
Right. What was it about the band that I couldn't see in the dream? So I looked over to my right to the rest of the band, and what it was an all-female band. So something I couldn't have conceived of when I had the dream, but living the dream and walking into the dream, it was answered that it was an all-female band I was playing in. Yeah. So that's kind of been the story of my life. the dream comes and then the reality comes.
Wow. Hey, you need to write a book now. You really need to write a book now. Seriously. This is crazy. So what is your ultimate desire you want folks to get out of your music, Cheryl?
Oh, the first thing, to have fun. I mean, there's so much going on in the world. When people are listening to our music, when they're up on the dance floor, I just want them to have fun. I want them to enjoy the lyrics. I want them to enjoy the music. Just to, you know, just to listen and get engrossed in the music without thinking about what's going on around them. Kind of like an escapism, you know, just to be engrossed in the music.
Right.
It's just so rewarding and so wonderful when we're on stage and you know, performing, and you see the audience out there. I mean, you know, some of these songs, what, 25 years, 30 years old, and they're still up there, you know, they're still up there singing the lyrics. They remember these songs, whether
yeah.
it's, you know, my mom played the songs, my aunt played the songs, I grew up with the songs, I was in the club with the songs, whatever
yeah,
generation
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
they always have some story about it. So it is just so rewarding to, you know, see the listening audience just, you know, into the music, into the lyrics, singing every word, singing along with us. That is just, that's just so rewarding to me.
So do you have any new projects that's coming up in 2018, per se?
Well, actually, yeah, we're going to be doing some more new music. We're going to be back in the studio doing some more new music. I mean, the listener wants some more. They want to continue the legacy. They want to continue hearing it. So we're going to definitely be recording some new music and keeping that going. We're in the process now of booking new dates for 2018. So, you know, please be on the lookout for us performing. Our calendar is always on our website, climax.com, spelled KLYMAXX.com. Our calendar is always there. Anytime we're going to perform somewhere, just, you know, click on the website. Any new product that we have, new songs, everything is right there on the website, all of our social media. I really try to keep the website and the audience engaged with what's going on, you know, immediately with the band.
Right, right. Right. So how many girls in the band now? Are they all same age, different age brackets? Can you give us the names of the girls?
Oh, sure, yeah. It's a six-piece band. There's six of us on stage. We have on drums, Tremisha Vaughn. On bass, April Fletcher. On keyboards, Maggie Danyek. Of course, I play lead guitar, Cheryl Cooley. On vocals, we have Christy Malone. So, I mean, we're up there still doing the Climax legacy, making sure the music is played professionally. You know, we go out on the road and we have a lot of fun together. I mean, there's so many funny shenanigans that's...
Yeah.
But, we try to tell them on our social media some of the, you know, fun that we have and the activities that we have. You know, we just really enjoy each other. There's no squabbles or anything. You know, I mean, if there's any discrepancies or anything, we get it taken care of immediately. So all that, those ideas about women not being able to get along, we don't have it within the band whatsoever. I mean, we just really enjoy playing the music, having fun with each other, playing pranks on each other. I won't mention about that.
I can see some of the photos on the website. Yeah, you have this face like, why am I with these people? Or I'm not with them. Or I'm not with them.
I'm the sane one, please. I'm the sane one.
I figured that.
I can't give you an excuse for just the way they
How
are.
How do you do it? There's like balls of energy running around you. How do you keep up? You take plenty of vitamins, right?
let me just admit one thing. Now, when we get off stage and we get back to the hotel and chill out or whatever, I, at times, really do have to hide because they want to keep going and I want some rest.
I believe it. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. There's so much energy. So much energy.
So much energy. But it's so enjoyable.
I can see myself. Oh, my gosh. I feel for you. But it's got to be fun, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It definitely is. I'm not complaining. Trust me,
okay.
I'm not complaining because
it keeps you
know,
young
it's,
too,
it's
right?
It's all part of the whole process. It's all
Hello?
Part of you know what goes on behind the stage, behind the scenes, and you know we really do you know try to make even if there's tense moments like you know a sound check or something with the production. I mean, things are going to happen, and you just kind of have to let it, you know, brush off of you and still have, you know, have fun doing what you're doing that you love. I mean, music is my passion. Music is the passion of the band, and that's the first and foremost that we focus on is the music, the audience. You know, when the audience is enjoying it, we're enjoying it because the audience is enjoying it. You know, it's like a give and take thing, give and take.
Yeah, y'all do real good entertaining on that stage. I mean, it's like I've heard a lot of fans, they said they just couldn't sit down and they screamed so much and sang so much their face hurt. They and popping their fingers and clapping their hands. Their hands and fingers hurt. Their feet hurt because they had, but they had fun. you know, I'm just telling you, they gave so much detail.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
I'm going to go into as far as this person is texting me to ask you, are you going to invite any R&B rap artists onto any of your new songs in the future?
Oh, I mean, sure. We hadn't really discussed that with the band, but that's always an open possibility. You know, one thing that I can appreciate is that music is always expanding and to, you know, have rap involved in the R&B. I mean, I think it's just another part of the creativity, of course. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to start playing some music. We didn't have too much fun and laughter, but we still going to have fun and laughter.
I have to tell you about some of the shenanigans that happen on stage sometime. That's going to be funny.
Okay. Now you hold on. Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought. The new song for Woman, which it came out in 2016. I must have missed it. Can you give a little brief? Is there a story for this song? With this song before
I
spin it.
Yeah, actually, for Woman, the number four and the word woman. It is a women's empowerment song. I mean, Climax is noted for, you know, kind of giving women inspiration. You know, the men all pause. When I walk into the dance floor, the men all pause. So
yeah.
Poor Woman is about, you know, stand up, you know, be proud of what you're doing. You give so much to your family and society. Be proud of what you're doing. So basically it's a salute for woman.
That song, I've listened to it last night. It threw me, and I'm like, wow. And I felt like my fire inside just went brighter. You know,
that's
just how it took me. Yeah, it's how it took me. So I'm gonna spin, and you stay right there and keep them thoughts. All right, Cheryl.
Okay.
All right, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio, with Cheryl Cooley of Climax. This is a new single called For Women. Stay tuned.
By many, duplicated by
in by Climax. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I would like to say thank you for your support as well. All fans out there, hello, Evansville, Indiana. Cheryl, are you still with me?
I am.
All right. We have a caller. Caller, you can go ahead and say your name. Speak, please.
Hey, what's up, Cheryl?
Hey.
Yo, this is Dr. Funk. How you doing?
Hello, hey, Dr. Funk.
Girl, keep going on. Keep doing it. This is what I'm talking
thank
about.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support always. And thank you for watching out for me.
You know we got you. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Nice. Nice. Awesome.
All right. Thank you for calling on the show, Dr. Funk.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I say always drop it on the one, baby. Okay.
That's right.
All right. I like how
y'all
you
keep
talk.
Doing what you're doing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You
I'll
much.
Talk to you soon.
All
okay.
right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So that song For Woman, I really dig that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I really dig that. So, what is your secret to your longevity or success in the music industry?
Well,
how do you keep going, you know?
Well, first of all, you know, it's my passion. I will admit there was a point in time where I stopped playing music. I walked away. I mean, after the group was dropped by the record company back in the 90s, I really thought that you know, my time was done. And so I went on to become an electrician. I mean, I totally left the business. Now, again, as I say, there you know, there's no mistakes in the universe. There's no mishaps or whatever. And because of what I learned being an electrician, when the knock on the door to do the whole Climax coming back onto the scene came, I was able to build our rehearsal room. I built a rehearsal room onto my house. Yeah. So we have our own custom rehearsal room that has a bar and a disco light. And a
oh, shoot. I need to come there. to come there. Let me in.
What? Right? So, you
what
know,
color? What are the theme colors in there, huh?
Well, you know, the colors for Climax is pink and black. You know, pink for femininity and black for strength. So the room is pink and black.
Oh, I need to come there, really. I need to get in there. I can't sing, though.
That's okay. You can still party with us. It's okay. That's all right.
Oh, man. You got to. Oh, I'm coming.
Come on, girl. Come on. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there was a time and period where I was discouraged and I went on to something else. But, you know, because of the passion, because of the drive of the music, that never left my psyche. That never left my soul. That never left my mind. I mean, even though for a period of time I stopped playing guitar, I wound up making it a furniture piece. You know, just kind of on the stand, like it was a statue. And I'm telling you, I'm not kidding with you. When I would walk past the guitar, I would walk past fast because the guitar would go, hey, come here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I hear guys talk to their guitars. They are married to their guitar. They call it their wife. So I guess your guitar
right.
was your husband, huh?
Right. So I really did try to squash it. I really did try not to do it. But, you know, as fate would have it, one day I got a phone call. And the reason why I got a phone call, let me say, the running joke in the band was that I've had the same telephone number since they've known me. And
wow.
I got a telephone call from our old manager saying, hey, Cheryl, you know, if you get the girls back together, I'll get you on some old school tours and blah, 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 all of that. Well, you know, he called me, like I said, because I've had the same number. And he figured, you know, over a period of time, maybe I had talked to one of the girls or whatever. So I started, you know, making some calls and getting in contact and stuff. And unfortunately, I got, you know, excuses like I'm too old, I got too many gray hairs, I got too many kids, ain't nobody want to see a bunch of old women on stage. I got all kinds of excuses, but I really wanted to push forward. and, you know, see what it would come out to be. And that's what I did. I pushed forward. Even though they didn't want to do it, I wanted to do it. You know, unfortunately, after they saw that I could do it, then, you know, they got a little upset. But, you know, I still had the passion to do it. Oh, yeah. You
right.
know, it's a whole long, ugly story. But I really wanted to do the music. I really wanted to fulfill my passion for music. And the fact that the audience shows up and, you know, they want to hear the music. It's about the music. I almost want to say it's not even about the musician. It's about the music. It's about how the musician presents the music that makes the listener feel a certain way. It's about how you make your listeners feel. When you write a song, when you perform a song, when you say poetry, it's about how you make the listener feel. That is the thing that really makes a song or a piece of art successful. It's about how you make the listener feel. Like I said, when we're playing at a club or something, at an arena, and afterwards somebody says, oh, I remember that song. I was doing X, Y, and Z, I don't know, playing in a sandbox or whatever they were doing. It's about the way you make the listener feel when you perform your music, when you write your music, whatever it is, when you write your lyrics. It's about how you make the listener feel. And that's really what keeps a song going in a person's head. When you want to present your music, when you want to sell your music, sell your CDs, it's about how you make the listener feel. That is what they're buying, is that feeling, that sensation, whatever it is that triggers for them. You may not know exactly what the chemistry is, but whatever that is in your song that you're writing, that you're singing, that you're dancing to, if that's the case, it's about what you make the listener feel.
Yeah.
Okay, I got my soapbox.
Yes, I understand what you were saying. So I'm going to play another spin. Divas Need Love. Now, is there like two different remixes or a remix on this song?
Probably so. I know I have two. But, yeah, there's a couple of versions out there. I'm not sure which one you have. If it's the one that I sent you, that's my favorite one.
Okay. I think I got it. I think I do. But I'm going to spin Divas Need Love, and we'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for still tuning in. Please call on the show. Feel free to at 657-383-0771. Cheryl Cooley, you are a bad woman, girl.
Well, thank you.
I have a young, curious mind wants to know, did you play any other instrument besides the guitar when you were young?
You know, in order to get my music degree in college, I did have to play other instruments. I really don't play them now. I mean, I can play at them, but I don't play proficiently enough to get on stage and you know, entertain an audience. But I learned a few instruments so that I could get through college, get through my training, and also I did a lot of orchestration and arranging. Before the techno of computers.
Yeah, say that,
actually, yeah. Right. I actually did have to write out, big band charts and stuff in both high school and college. So you have to know somewhat about each instrument and how the mechanics of it to write for it. But as far as sitting down on another instrument and playing for someone's enjoyment, it's just guitar. I'm a guitar only kind of girl.
Right. Okay. All right. So can you mention any social sites that you're on? So some of our followers and fans out there wants to catch up to you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like I said, our website is climax.com, KLYMAXX.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/climaxmusic, twitter.com/climax. We're on, what else? What's the other one?
Instagram.
Yeah, instagram.com, I guess is how I say it, /climaxmusic also. LinkedIn.com/climax. We're there. I try to keep the all the social media updated and stuff, but sometimes people get a little busy, but please I invite your audience to email me or send a message and stuff. I really try to get back and answer the fans and stuff and in communication, because, sometimes they just want to say hi, or sometimes they have a question or whatever. And I do try to get back to all of my messages and stuff like that. But I will have to say I'm one of those kind of people that stays on Facebook way too much. So I do have my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Cheryl.unruly.cooley. So, yeah, I'm on there way too much. I'm kind of getting interested with the whole LinkedIn setup. That they have a lot of interesting articles and ideas and stuff. So that's kind of interesting. So
yes,
I'm definitely pretty active on social media.
All right. So I think you better be careful what you ask for. I think you're going to get a flood of people on Facebook now.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to talk about the song track Meeting in the Ladies Room. Now, how did you come up with the name of this song back in the day? I always wanted to ask that.
Yes, there is a story behind it. First of all, the song was written by Midnight Star, who at the time was one of our label mates. And this is how the story goes. Well, one night, one of the guys from Midnight Star and his girlfriend was at a club minding their own business. And all of a sudden, one of the girls in Climax saw him and was excited to see him because we were on the same label. So she ran over to him and started hugging and kissing on him and everything, you know, so happy to see him. And the girlfriend got a little upset because she didn't know who this woman was. And they were acting like they knew each other. And so she got mad and got up from the table and went to the ladies' room. And he thought, gee, that's a great idea for a song.
That's crazy. That is crazy. That is
what?
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Okay. Well, here's Meeting in the Ladies Room, fans out there. Cheryl, we'll be right back. for listening on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, KA Lady Diva. My guest, Cheryl Cooley. All right,
hey.
Cheryl Cooley. I am so glad you came on to my show. It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Yeah. I was going to tell you about one of our stage situations, fun
go
that we
ahead.
Have. But...
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. It all started a few years ago when one time we were singing I Miss You, and our eyes were closed. We were swaying side to side and singing, and the lead vocalist stretched out her hand to sing a big note, and all of a sudden some guy threw his Fruit of the Looms up on stage.
Oh, my gosh. It was no streaks in it, was it? Performances, any cities y'all doing right now?
We're working on our calendar right now. As soon as some confirmed dates happen and all those little technical difficulties and stuff with the contracts and paperwork and blah, 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 then I will be able to actually post it up on our site. But it looks like, we're going to be quite busy in 2018. So it's a good thing. And, I mean, I appreciate the audience for requesting us on the shows and, telling the promoters and the venues that they want to see Climax.
All right. So, caller, do you have a word to say to all of this?
Yes, I do.
Hello? Okay, go ahead, speak.
Hello?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey,
this is Dr. Funk again. I'm really enjoying this interview. I'm gonna have to go get me a pack of underwear also. stop by Walmart.
Oh my god.
No, this is really good. This is really good. I really like this.
Oh, thank you.
What is your vision with the legacy of Climax?
Oh, yeah. It is still amazing to me that there are so many people that have never seen an all-female band perform live. And I really take it to heart to try to play in as many places and what they call markets and cities and states to show that women can really get up on stage and perform live without a track, because we don't play to a track. Let me tell you, if somebody pulls the plug, it's like, oh, well. It's really important to show that, there can be live music played by an all-female band. I really take that to heart. I mean, that's really my passion, to show that it is possible, because so many times, the band is made up of all guys, and that's cool. But it's also a possibility for an all-female band to funk just as hard as the guys do. It's really rewarding to see. It's really rewarding to see when we're on stage and people realize, oh, my God, it's an all-female band. then, you know, the shock on the face and then the appreciation that, you know, that we could actually professionally get up on stage and play some great music, you know, play great music without showing a lot of skin.
Yeah. Say that, Cheryl. Thank you. And I want to comment on that because when I first started, when I started getting to know you guys, I'm like, huh, they got all their clothes on. You know what I'm saying? So I love it. I love it.
Well, you know,
Thank you for bringing that out. Well, you know the way society is built up now, is a whole bunch of stuff going on nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, Dr. Funk.
Yeah.
He's quiet.
I'm taking it all in.
Okay.
Exactly.
But it's real,
gosh.
Though.
Oh,
what you're speaking is real. I love it.
Yes.
I mean, women can get up on stage and play professional music and be serious about their art without having to sell it in a Category B way. I mean, there's just so much talent out there. It just needs to be exposed, and that's the unfortunate part. You know, and when I say exposed, I don't mean exposed by skin, but exposed by audiences seeing that there's so much out there. I mean, the internet is great. There's a lot of chances that people are exposed on the internet that they wouldn't have a chance to go to, oh, I don't know, Paducah, Kentucky, or, I don't know, Grand Marais, Louisiana. But, you know, and it's just so much talent out there, and it really needs to be put on stage to be appreciated by a live audience.
Right.
That is so true.
Yes. So I would like to ask you, are you going to return to Evansville, Indiana again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, matter of fact, you know what? I had a conversation today with a guy from the Manhattans about doing a show together out in that area. So, yeah, I'll let you know.
Yay! I'm jumping in my chair.
Right? Yeah, that's
as soon
funny
as I see
that.
You,
yeah.
I'm going to run up to you. I'm going to say, Cheryl, it's me, Brenda.
Well, now, you know, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, so I know that area in the Midwest quite well.
All right. So will you go ahead and mention where some of our folks can purchase the new singles at? Where are they streaming at?
Yeah. Actually, you know, the very first place, again, is on our website at klymaxx.com, KLYMAXX.com. It's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on Napster, it's on, Google Play, on Amazon. It's on all the digital outlets. And we recently were notified by the record company that now the CD, the live CD, can actually be purchased at Walmart and Target. So there's hard copies that can be purchased at those stores.
Oh, get down. All right. So I'm going to get into this one song called Good Love.
Cool.
Now, is this a new song that came around last year, or is this a remake or a remix?
Oh, well, actually, Good Love was originally released in the 90s. That was probably one of our last albums back in the day that we released that song, Good Love, on. And we do have it on our live CD. We do actually play it and have recorded it from a live performance that we do. So, yeah, Good Love is a typical 90s groove type of song.
All right. I'm going to play, it doesn't look like too much. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play it, and we'll come right back and ask you a couple more questions because we're almost at the end of our fun. So you stay right there in your seat. Dr. Funk, you be still too, and we'll be right back. All right.
All right.
Let's do this. Right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
And thank you for your support as well. All right, Cheryl Cooley, we're almost coming to a close to our fun tonight. Dr. Funk, if you got something you got to say, please go ahead and say right now. Go ahead.
I just want to say keep it funky, straight up. I'm so proud of you, Cheryl. And this is awesome. This is really
cool. So
And I'll see you guys out there.
Okay.
Dr.
All
Funk,
right.
My body and soul is coming at you, baby.
All right. And thank you for calling on my show.
Great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cheryl, if you got a shout out to any of your supporters, you can go ahead and shout it out right now.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You know, I want to say I appreciate all the fans and all the friends that always come out to the shows and support us, that always send us out shout outs on the web, and I appreciate you, Lady Diva, for having us on your show. I mean, it's just an honor to be able to still be out there and perform your songs and have the audience still enjoy them. I am so honored that is a part of my legacy, and I can still get out there and play the guitar and jump down on my knees and make the men all pause.
All right. Say that. You are a number one entertainer. You know how to entertain.
Thank you.
So I would also like to start giving to this emotion here. What are your words of wisdom for those suffering out in the world today? Or do you have a message to deliver for those that want to participate in the music industry just like you?
Oh, sure. You know, as much as we can be discouraged, the one thing that we have to always remember is that if we don't follow our passions, we will regret it. So it is just so important. If you have a talent, if you, you know, whether it's, I don't know, painting pictures, painting rocks, making shoes, Follow your passion. No matter what somebody might think that it's something that you're wasting your time with, if you find enjoyment in doing it, you should always continue to do it, because it will be so, so rewarding. It will be so emotionally rewarding to do the passion, do the talent, do the expression that's in you to have come out to be expressed through the world.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. You really had brightened my candle tonight. thank you. You really inspire me. You inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing, which I support independent artists, groups, bands, musicians, singer-songwriters, producers, all out there. I get them on my show. And, you know, everyone has a story. You all are inspiring. You're all inspiring. And we all got to show some for our next generation is coming up as well. And, you know, Cheryl, you are always welcome to come back on my show for an update show. I'll follow you for life. I'm going to see you entertain. But I won't throw no bloomers at you, okay? I'll step aside, but I had a lot of fun tonight. Thank you, Dr. Funk. Thank you, Cheryl Cooley. I'm going to play one more hit, which is called "I Miss You," or I might as well go ahead and play "The Men All Pause" for our fans out there that's listening. Just stay tuned in. And I have a show coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock p.m. So be in tune for another up-and-coming R&B artist, Laurie D. Edwards. He is up-and-coming. He's a singer-songwriter. And I want to thank you all for your support. Thank you, Cheryl Cooley. I love you. You inspire me.
You.
Keep doing, doing. Keep doing it. Tell all the girls I said hello. I will meet y'all in person when you come this way, and be safe.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your support. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. This is Brenda Moss signing out. I am playing The Menopause by Climax. Thank you for tuning in.
Ladies, it's time to make the menopause. I know I was looking good. I had my Kenneth Cole shoes on, my Gianni Versace blue leather suit. My nails were done and my hair was fierce, they were. And I was riding in a Climax limousine. Don't you want to ride?
Coming out tonight, make sure you visit us at climax.com.